Son Jesus. We're so thankful for that name. We're so grateful for the name. We're so thankful for the Lamb of God. And Lord, we're here to behold the Lamb. Lord, how beautiful is the Lamb of God. Lord, how beautiful is the blood that flowed. Lord, how beautiful that He loves us so. Now, Lord, we're here to rejoice and be thankful and delight in the presence of You, in the midst, hallelujah, of the Godhead. We're here before the throne of grace and so thankful, God, it's timely because every life here has great need and need of one thing, more strengthening and might in the power of the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, let us come boldly this morning, and we're seeking because You've drawn us, Lord, with Your love and Your grace. And, Lord, we're there to find the mercy and find the grace. Hallelujah. It's all there for us. Thank You, God, You've set a table for us this day. Lord, help us to feast. Open up our hearts. Open up Your word to us. May the Spirit anoint each and every life here today. And, God, may we go from here having more fullness of the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles today. I hope you're already there. Hebrews 4. That's Hebrews chapter 4. We'll go ahead and get a little running start here from the 14th verse. And such precious scripture here. But it says there in that 14th verse, seeing then. And I pray we have a vision of it. Because you need a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. But here it is, seeing then. And you see it. I'm confident that God, He's let those fetters fall off. And you see this. Seeing then that we, that includes you and me, have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? You wondered who the great high priest is? Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. Passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Isn't that comforting? I just am so amazed. I do stand in awe at the love of God. Could have set it up in all these different ways, but it had to be this way. Very God of very God became very man of very man. Isn't it awesome? He knows us. Hallelujah. Not only made us, but lived as man. Hallelujah. Tempted in every way, yet without sin. Praise God, our hope. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we're going to sit right there this morning in that 16th verse, and I believe one of the most precious, reassuring, comforting, loving verses in the whole Word of God, come boldly to the throne of grace. Praise His name, praise His name, praise His name. I'm thankful I don't need to go see anybody else. I'm thankful I don't need to go anywhere else. It doesn't matter where I go. Praise God, it's always with me. In the name of Jesus, I go boldly, hallelujah, to the throne of grace. Now, the Lord's put on my heart today to touch on those two precious treasures that we find in this throne. And that's mercy and grace. And yes, even grace is found at the throne of grace. Isn't that wonderful? The beauty of it all, brothers and sisters, is it is a life of grace for grace. And grace for grace. It's grace that draws us, and then it's grace that fills us. So let's stay with it here. But the Lord, I'll tell you, He's had this pounding on my heart ever since Wednesday night when He brought this out. And He did bring this out. Mercy simply. Well, it's not simply, but it is simply the way that we're going to have to receive it. Because anything from God is going to be simple because it says the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. He loves you. Now listen to this. Mercy is simply God's undeserved forgiveness. Amen. And mercy, brothers and sisters, you have to remember, is God's undeserved but yet assured and everlasting forgiveness. See, that's God's forgiveness. It's assured and it's everlasting. Mercy is His compassion for us. When we should have been dead, I mean totally dead, without any hope dead, in our trespasses and sin, praise God, 110% guilty, but God. Amen? But God. And I'm thankful that there are so many but Gods in the Word of God. And I'm so thankful that my life is a life of but God. Hallelujah. You can say it like this too. Behold the Lamb. However you want to see it, however you want to say it, by God's grace, it's at the cross. And thank you, Father, but God. Amen? Amen. Now, thank the Lord. And that's not just for you, but it's in the guy or girl next to you in the pew. All right? Back behind you, even over there. So remember these things as God is encouraging our heart. It's His body. But God, and it didn't stop there, who is rich in what? In mercy. And He is so rich in mercy. Praise be to God. He was so rich in mercy, the blood of Jesus, His only begotten Son, it poured forth. Yep, it sure did. And it completely exonerated you. It completely cleansed you. You're completely free. Whom He has made free is free indeed. You living it? I pray you are, because that is who you are in Christ. You're free. Justified, just as if you'd never sinned. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus. Now, then there's grace. You think mercy's wonderful. Grace incorporates every bit of mercy, every meaning of mercy. But God is so intimate in His detail in what He's calling us, He gives us much the more. See, mercy, praise God, had all of those things, but grace, my goodness, it's not just undeserved love. Grace is not just only love that I can never be separated from. Grace is even beyond, brothers and sisters, that I am highly favored, that you are highly favored. It's beyond that. Grace truly is the love of God alive and active and power and growing in my life. Amen. It didn't just free me. It didn't just set me apart. Praise God, grace magnifies His life in me. Grace takes the things of Christ and makes them mine. He shows them to me in that wonderful grace of God, and I grow, praise the Lord, in the life that I now live, the blessed and wonderful life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's your wondrous grace, brothers and sisters, and so much more. But grace, we know, the Word of God tells us, is how we grow. Grace is how we grow into the pleasing vessels for His purpose. Now, a moment ago, it was revealed that mercy is God's compassion. Grace, I truly believe, is God's very passion for us. It is. Grace, brothers and sisters, brings the intimacy of what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants to be to our life. Grace brings that wonderful intimacy of the personal relationship with Jesus. Grace brings, thank you, Jesus, that table set for two, where I come and I sup with the Lamb of God, and I look into His eyes, and I behold His love for me. I see how He loves me. I see how He's drawn me. I see mercy. I see grace. I see compassion, but I see the very passion of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for me. Now, that's what grace does. But brothers and sisters, as we read this, even the sequence of these two treasures in this verse are in such perfect order. You have mercy and grace. Mercy and grace. I believe the Lord so convicted my heart some years back. Son, in order to really apprehend and find and discover the magnificence of my grace. I'm talking about having a vision of really what my grace is for you. You must obtain my mercy. You must apprehend my mercy, embrace my mercy. And I mean really comprehend that the blood that was poured forth is all the power of the mercy seat. Brothers and sisters, it's the blood of Jesus. That's the power. There's no power without the blood. There's no cleansing without the blood. It wasn't finished without the blood. But in the blood of Jesus, that freely shed blood for you and for me, absolutely undeserved, unmerited completely, nothing but God's love for us. That is, praise his name, what was poured forth on the mercy seat. The blood at the cross finished it. The blood at the cross finished it. Know this. That's the beauty to the Father. That's the sweetest of praise and thanksgiving we can give to God, is that, Lord, I believe that the blood that was freely shed, freely given from your Son, finished it. It's done. When he said, Tielio, it is finished, there wasn't anything more. He who is born of God doth not commit sin. Neither can he sin. I want God's precious people to believe that. You're not going to grow without seeing that. You're not going to grow up into him in all things until you realized the moment that you accepted him as your Savior. Honeys, he took care of that. It's finished. It's done. That's who you are in Christ. There's an intensity and a passion to that that we need to behold and lay hold of for our lives. You cleansed me. I'm free. The bondage, that sin, you took it away. In the sea of forgetfulness, as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. So I'm going to ask you, why you're remembering it. Huh? How about today we really just know and let it be where it is? Forgetfulness. In the sea of forgetfulness. Because of the mercy seat, and I think about all the sweet Bible studies we had with Brother Hill, how he'd sit. Here we all were in condemnation. Couldn't get out of here, but by the blood of Jesus. Do you remember him sitting here? Do you remember receiving that truth? As a messenger of the Lord, the light, all by the grace of God, sat here and said, thank you, Jesus. You took me from this seat and you set me here in justification. And that is gone. And I will no more return to this seat. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, I'm thankful for the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. There's more to go. There's more to go. I think I count five. So it must be grace. Glorification is just awaiting. Hallelujah. Now, you think about this wonderful justification. That there is no going back. that, brothers and sisters, we've been made heirs of God. Heirs of God. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. See, boldness. Do you know how many times God uses those kinds of words? Come boldly. Have boldness. Are you a son or not? Come on. Are you a son or not? I don't care what you're acting like. You may be barking like a dog for all I know. It don't matter in a lot of ways. I'm asking you a question. Are you a son of the living God or not? Have you accepted the blood of Jesus upon your life? Then you are a son of God. Now are we the sons of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Get it, receive it, praise God, now live it and believe it. Isn't that wonderful? But brothers and sisters, it says now, therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by what? By the blood of Jesus. Let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of faith by the blood of Jesus. Not because I did something good this week. Not because I felt good about how I treated people this week. I draw nigh in full assurance of faith because of the blood of Jesus. That is the way that I always draw nigh. Hallelujah. In the full assurance of faith is because of the blood of Jesus. And I know of some sweet, sweet folks that took every song about the blood out of songbooks. Can you imagine that? I think I reread in the Word of God, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. I love when the Father says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Praise God. We're favored. Let's get back. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. There you got the blood again. Our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. He is faithful. That promised. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Don't you love to cry mercy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I rejoice, brothers and sisters. I really do. It's been a really sweet and very quiet time with the Lord this week in my heart. That favor came to my life and came to yours as well, too. Apart from any merit of you. Matter of fact, you don't have any. So you can go check that again at the door if you didn't check it when you came in. But I'm thankful that God's favor came to me without any of my merit. I'm thankful by God's grace. I'm beginning to delight in my life to stand found alone in His righteousness. Aren't you thankful for that? Can we then come boldly together? Yes, we can, in that, in Jesus' name, to the throne of grace. And I delight for you, and you delight for me, because it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Praise be to God. Now, that all my dependence, brothers and sisters, is on Him that He merited upon that beautiful cross of shame. And with that and that alone, we then can find, we then can apprehend and come into the intimate knowledge of what grace is. Amen. His love, and we're talking about every dimension of His love, aren't we? Praise God. Grace is going to take you to those places. It's going to take you to the heights of His love. And it's going to take you to the depths of His love. And it's going to take you to the breadth and the width and the length. And it's going to take you to every dimension you could ever think. That's what the grace of God does. Because you're going to be tried. You're going to be tried in everything. Praise God that He sees fit to perfect you. To call out just as Paul, I am ready to be offered. See, that wasn't just for Brother Paul's life. By God's grace, I'm telling you, he's put that desire in you. You just got to let it come forth. Jesus, I believe you. Jesus, I know, I see in the word of God that you have that for me. It wasn't for Paul only, but to all them also that love his appearing. You wouldn't be hearing this message if you didn't love his appearing. Young, old, I don't care. God knows what he's doing. He brings together his saints to hear the measure of faith he's ready to receive, to give what you're ready to receive, because he will open your hearts for it. God is faithful. You're not hearing this by coincidence today. God wants you to be filled with all the fullness of God. And with that, brothers and sisters, we go in there boldly and we receive this grace and mercy. But this mercy, brothers and sisters, God's unmerited favor, I want us to understand it, that it brought the grace that cleansed me. I am saved by grace through faith. Praise be to God. The foundation is laid. Did you hear that? The foundation is laid. Go on. Go on. Isn't that amazing? Go on. Hallelujah, go on. The foundation is laid. Lord, I believe I am a son of God. And now I'm going to come boldly by your grace to the throne of grace to obtain all this rich and precious grace, because I will grow in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Simplicity, we see a pattern just setting up over and over, don't we? Huh? Him. Behold the Lamb. Praise God. But God. Always in our life, it plays over and over and over and over. I love you. I love you. I need you. He does. He needs that fellowship. He wants that fellowship. He covets that fellowship with us. But the only way it's going to happen is receiving grace. The only way that we're going to transform, praise God, and from glory to glory into his very image is by grace, because he is grace. That free bestowed gift. Oh my goodness, I love the story of but God. But God. He so loved, he gave. And he gave not only life, brothers and sisters, but see, today we're preaching he gave life more abundantly, grace. See, a grace-enabled life always rises up. You cannot keep a grace-enabled life down. And you know why you can't? Because the grace-enabled life, brothers and sisters, always sees the finished work on the cross. Is that what you're looking at? I'm looking at that for you. Are you looking at it for me? Are you trusting him? Aren't we thankful that the joy of the Lord is our strength? See, our strength isn't how much of this I can memorize. I appreciate if you can. That's great. We do need to know the word of God. Don't get me wrong. But it's the joy of the Lord that's my strength. You know what the joy of the Lord is, don't you? It was the joy that was before him that put him on that cross. That's his love for you. That's my strength. That's the grace that you can't keep down. Praise God. That's the grace-enabled life that continues to keep you to rise up. To rise up. To not be defeated. To not be just downtrodden all the time. To live a life of joy unspeakable and full of glory. That people do take note of you and say, hey, what's that hope that lies within you? Are you crazy? You ever had anybody say, what you on? I'm on Jesus. Matter of fact, Jesus is on me. And he's in me. He's all over me. Hallelujah. That's the hope. See, that's the rock. It's higher than you and it doesn't move. That island over there just moved 8 feet, they said. And as I told you earlier on, you hadn't seen nothing yet. They said that the world even spun just a little bit faster, I think, from that. I read in that word of God that someday they're going to see the world shake and rock to and fro like a drunken man. It's coming. See, and God is so gracious, he shows you that nothing's hard for him. He can send a little tremor. Oh, that was the biggest one. You hadn't seen nothing yet. You haven't. Will you wake up? Will you understand that I am the Lord thy God? Huh? Aren't you thankful? But how much more so for us? See, we know you wouldn't be here today. I really don't believe you wouldn't be here today if Jesus wasn't your Lord and Savior. And if he's not today, right now, Lord, you're my Savior. Praise God. Come to live in me. Welcome to the family of God. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, you mean I didn't have to go back in there and get the committee out and we had to see and go back and check on you and say, oh, look what you did here. Oh, get the tithing things around. And how much can you give? By the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. And see, that takes care of everything. And welcome to the family of God. But brothers and sisters, it's waking up to who we are. See, we're passing through. Our life is but a vapor. But it's a vapor. It's a short time. We need to make it count. And we get distracted. And we get distracted at any age. And young people, there's lots of things that, ooh, all the bright lights and all of these things and all the wonderful, neat things. And maybe in your 20s and 30s, oh, all the drive and everything. And then by 40 and 50, you begin to be a life of worry. Huh? Do you see all the distraction? It's just another phase. It's just the enemy that does it all the time. However he's going to try to come at you, the hedge has got to be lifted up. But see, God, what do we read? Oh, yeah. He is faithful that promised. See, we always not just go back to that. That's what goes before us, too. Hallelujah. He's always faithful because he's promised. And the promises of God are yea and amen. That means he cannot lie. It's it. It's his word. And it's for you. We'll wrap this up, brothers and sisters. We mentioned earlier about that wondrous foundation. And I encourage you to stand and withstand and have an all stand. Preach the gospel to people that you do not need to relay that foundation, that it is laid. And it is time to go on. And the power that I live now, I live, praise God, because Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. See, that's the life that I am. Do you understand that? See, that's the reality. That's the truth. I'm not talking about the lie that sometimes we're drawn away in. I'm talking about the life that you are. Amen? You know, there's crazy people out there, and my heart goes out to them. They have little institutions for them, and some of them think they're Elvis Presley, and some of them think they're Abraham Lincoln, and some of them think, but they're not. I'm not being silly here. Now are we the sons of God. I think I just read earlier too that the promises of God are yea and amen. Not someday, not I'm working to be. See, that's just the devil's doctrine. That's right. It's being preached a lot. Tries to get you confined and in fear. And people can be just like cattle in a way. They steer them like that. I got a shepherd. I'm a sheep. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, his life is the love that empowers and quickens and renews our mind. And I want you to understand this. It's moment by moment. I praise God that it's through temptation. And I pray you always hear that voice because it's there. And my sheep know my voice. And I'm going to tell you what he tells you all the time. Honey, this is who you are in me. This is who you are. Anything else is but a lie. Anything else is but a lie. And by his Spirit, brothers and sisters, he will show you. He will show you. and take those things which are his and make them yours. Matter of fact, so much that I realize that I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And so simply because of the seed that remaineth. See, when you gave your heart to God, there's the life. Boom. There's the life. Boom. And it remaineth. It's called new creation, and that is who I am. And I will never be anything but. And praise be to God, I grow in that. And the little heir of God, hallelujah, the little heir. It's like seeing that little girl yesterday. I was thinking, Lord, praise God. What might be there? What you might have in store? There was something going on. I don't know. Maybe just for today. I don't know. But the little heir begins to realize, oh my goodness, I'm Lord of all in my Father's kingdom. That just ain't for me, and that ain't just for you. That's for us in Christ. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, it gets mightier than that. You start realizing that my rightful inheritance all by the blood is to grow up into this in every bit. Grow up to it so much, not just an heir, but a joint heir. With Jesus Christ, hallelujah, ruling and reigning jointly with him. Unwavering faith, brothers and sisters, in his grace. You have an unwavering faith in his grace. You will walk through that kingdom with enlarged steps. I mean huge ones. And with every stride, you'll be saying, oh, I'm so thankful I found favor in your sight. I'm so thankful I found favor in your sight. Can you believe how that sister just was so thankful? She realized, I found favor in his sight. And let me tell you something. When you realize you found favor in his sight, you're going to be bold. You're going to be thankful. You're going to be grateful. Because you're always going to realize that it's because of the blood of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I am not going back to the beggarly elements of legality's bondage. Oh, no, 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 no. By God's grace, I am not going to make void the grace that he has so richly bestowed upon me. Hallelujah, all by grace. And I'm going to tell you, I certify to you as well, too. The gospel that I preach is not after man. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Grace, grace, grace. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you and just appreciate so much your word. God, help us to know that we need to just look into it the much the more. See the glory of you in your Son. Because this is him. And Lord, he is for us. And Lord, thank you that you're growing us up and we're becoming bold because of faith. And faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And Lord, thank you that we rejoice in this wonderful truth. And Lord, it's in love. It's truth in love. It's the word of your grace. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that we can rejoice with you today to know that the truth loves us. And because the truth loves us, we love the truth. God, help us to not delay. Help us this morning to lay aside every weight, as the brother prayer this morning. Every bit of indifference. Every root of bitterness. God, there's a pattern that you're laying out for us. It all needs to be laid aside for us to run and to run well and to finish with joy. It's got to be without any weight. Lord, help us, because we do need help. God, help us to rise up. Help us to come boldly this morning again and continue to live a life of apprehending the grace of God. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.